All right, we're back. The question today is, how do you get hundreds of thousands or millions of people to see your content? That sounds amazing. It's actually not in reality, because there's a major caveat to getting so many people to see your content, and it's something that most people don't talk about. So I'm going to unpack that in the beginning of this episode. But before you get out of here, you're going to know the type of founder you are, meaning there's two types of founders when it comes to marketing, right? And this can work for marketers or CEOs or salespeople as well. It doesn't have to be the founder. But what I'm saying is that is a massive, massive determining factor as to how you market your product or service. So that's going to be the most important takeaway. And then we're going to get to how to attract millions of people. Okay? I appreciate it. Make sure to hit that subscribe and the follow, no matter where you are. And let's dive in. Welcome back to the High Ticket Marketing Formula. If you didn't catch our first episode on this formula, it goes through all five stages of the prospect or buyer journey. So if you want the full scope, if you want to see it from end to end, go ahead and either click on that video if you're watching now, or scroll to that podcast episode if you're listening on the audio version. Today, we are getting into the top of the funnel. That is why you clicked on this video. Yes, it's really nice. Millions of views, hundreds of thousands of impressions, all that good stuff. It sounds really good on paper, but the reality of this stage is our number one focus is attracting the right people. So while you may be drawn in by all of those nice numbers, in reality, what we're looking to do here is connect with key people who will, by the end of this funnel, buy our stuff. So let's talk about it. The first step here is understanding what the top of the funnel is. And for founders and business owners, it's pretty simple. Most of you fall into one of two categories. The top of funnel founder is somebody who truly understands the problem that they solve. This is somebody who fully understands what it's like to have this problem and not know how to solve it. The other type of founder is the bottom of funnel founder. This is the founder who truly understands the pain that comes right before you solve it. This founder is really good at selling you, but they're not good at bringing in new people who have no idea who they are. So before we get too deep into this, I want you to think about which type of founder are you, or you might be a marketer or a salesperson, that works too. But which type of person are you? Are you somebody who is very good at getting people into the funnel? Very good at explaining what you do in a simple way to somebody who doesn't have that problem? Or are you somebody who's really good at selling, who's very good at getting people across the finish line, but not as good at getting them at the top of the funnel when they either don't know us, don't like us, or don't trust us? So those are the two types. Yes, they are two types. I'm trying to describe a lot of people with two different types, so you may fall in the middle, and that's fine too. But before we get into this, think about which type of founder you are. Are you better at the top of the funnel? Or are you better at the bottom? All right, so now we can get into this. What is the top of the funnel? The top of the funnel is characterized by three things. Number one, these people do not know about the problem you solve. Number two, these people do not have the problem you solve. And number three, these people do not know you, right? That is anybody and everybody off the street. And on top of that, if you go a little bit deeper, we're still at the top of the funnel, but a little bit deeper, as you can see overlaid here, if you're watching on the video version, the next stage getting closer to the end is they don't know or have the problem, but they're curious, right? And this what I just mentioned in the last minute encapsulates the entire top of the funnel. All we're trying to get people to do is understand they have a problem, understand why they should solve it a little bit. I'll get into why or why not. And then really the big one here is get these people to know who you are. That's it. You're just trying to associate. You're trying to create associations, right? If it was me, for example, it could be Ryan. Oh, he's the podcast guy, right? Or it could be Adam. He's the ghostwriting guy. Or it could be, who knows, Nat. He's the business coaching guy, right? Whoever it is, or whatever you do, rather, you just want to be associated with that thing. At this stage, there is no selling at all. There's most likely not even a call to action. You don't want them to think that you need them, right? Because people can smell desperation from a mile away. So the top of the funnel is characterized by generating attention, yes, and also generating awareness, but the attention piece is much more important. So let's dive a little bit deeper. What type of content should you then make for the top of the funnel? Well, a lot of people will have arguments about this, but in my experience, it's really two different types. The first type is personal content. That means your life story, your transformation, a before and after, things that are going to get random people to go, wow, that's a great story. That's something that can work at the top of the funnel. That's not what I'm going into here today, because I think that's really easy to do. What's harder to do is to get people intrigued, not by your story, but by your results. And we can't sell them on the results if they don't know the problem we're solving. So the first thing we have to do is give them a potential future outcome or a potential plan or strategy. In this case, it would be the best podcast strategy for founders, for example. If you haven't launched a podcast yet, you can watch that and go, oh, this is what could happen if I did launch a podcast, right? So let's think about that for your business. What might that be? The best SEO strategy for small business owners, or the $20,000 a month LinkedIn marketing formula, as an example from one of our last videos, or something as simple as, can you use your life insurance to eliminate debt? In these examples, it's kind of like you're posing a question. You're inviting the audience in for them to watch you answer that question, right? And that is what works so well at the top of the funnel. Our posts like this have gotten hundreds of thousands of views. If we can find it, we also have a screenshot of a client whose one of their top of funnel posts reached over 900,000 views. And so that's really the point of these posts. No, we are not trying to go viral. That is not the goal. Virality is not part of this strategy. But what is part of the strategy is bringing new people into the funnel. And that's what we're doing here today. So before we wrap this up, how do you actually start creating top of funnel content? Let's get into it. For folks on the video version, I'm zooming in here to the stage, which is don't know the problem, don't have the problem, don't know you, to the corresponding podcast episode, right? Think about this. This is a video or podcast about the top of the funnel. Which stage of my funnel do you think this is? I'll leave that question to you. But what we do is we create podcast episodes that match each stage of this funnel. So in this case, you don't need to have a podcast to do this. Yes, if you have a podcast, this is going to work 10 times better, and you're going to get all the benefits that come with it. But most likely, you're clicking because of the funnel, not because you want to start a podcast. So if that's the case, you can create a one-off video, YouTube video, podcast, Loom video, webcam video, it doesn't matter, something really simple, that says the type of, so the SEO strategy, accounting strategy, tax planning strategy, whatever it is you do, law strategy, divorce strategy, for type of person you serve. In this case, it would be the best podcast strategy for B2B business owners, for example. Or the one podcast strategy that nobody's using that's about to blow up in 2025. And I've already made one or two videos about that, right? So all of these ideas are things that you can plug and play with the service that you have, right? So you go ahead and make that episode. If you want to know exactly how to make it and guarantee that it's going to work, in the description of this podcast episode or this video, I have the exact script with 40 plus title ideas that are guaranteed to work, that are tried and true and tested. Say that three times fast. So if you want the exact script on how to make these videos, go ahead and click that link in the show notes or the description. That's going to take you right to the script. Okay, so you have the script now. You use the script framework, you're going to create this. Great. You record the video, you post-produce it, it's done. Now we're going to pull clips, podcast clips from this long-form episode. But remember, you did this all in advance. You strategized. You took the time to plan all this out. So those clips from your episode are going to guarantee that they work, right? And this is how great podcasting for business works. It means you can predict the outcome of the content. And if you're doing this for marketing, not sure about you, but for me, I don't have any time to waste. So this guarantees that you do not waste your time. We run those podcast clips. I'm saying 3 clips per episode here, but it could be 2, it could be 7, depending on how long you want to go. And then finally, you're going to post those. Now, before we get into what to actually post, you're going to have to make one of these longer form videos. And I will guarantee, you can quote me on this, this content, this podcast clip style content, is going to work better than all of your other content. Meaning that it's going to provide your audience with something that they're not used to seeing. And the comments are going to be different. The reactions are going to be different. The responses are going to be different. And so today, we're just focusing on the top of the funnel, gathering people's attention. In further episodes, I'm going to get into the exact copywriting framework we use to match our podcast clips with ideal copywriting strategies that guarantee that the right leads come to you. So before you get out of here, let's talk about it. The top of the funnel, what are you going to do differently? The first thing you're going to do is figure out the type of content you need to attract random people who have no idea who you are. How we're going to do that is through the script framework that I have in the description. That's going to give you those 40 plus title ideas that you can go ahead and use. And then in terms of what are we going to talk about, where we're going to give the audience a strategy that can work for almost any ideal prospect. And the broader you go, the broader the post will be. The more specific you go, the more specific the post will be. Number 2, there's many options at this stage. This stage is broad on purpose because remember, we have to attract random people here. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning into this. My name is Ryan Sullivan from Podcast Principles. We help businesses launch profitable podcasts. This is the high ticket marketing formula. In this case, it can work on any platform. So make sure you nail those top of funnel posts. And if you need any more ideas, we do have that link in the description to grab that script. Appreciate it. Make sure to subscribe and follow on the platform you're on, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.